This time of year, it takes just a short walk along pretty much any residential street to find someone mowing their lawn. But if you walk past the Minneapolis home of Russ Adams, you might take a second look.
My neighbors came over, sort of, they were a little bashful because they weren't sure how to pose a question, but they wanted to know what I was doing in my yard and what that machine was. They thought it was some kind of newfangled mulcher or something.
That mulcher is actually an electric lawnmower. The mower is a sleek red and black. It's about the same size as a gasoline mower. There's no cord running to it. It runs on a battery. There's a plug on the back of the main unit that's used to charge it.
Okay, so this is the garage. Just plugging in right here. And really, it doesn't take long for it to juice up, and you just leave it plugged in, and as soon as it's fully charged, it stops drawing on the electricity, so it's energy efficient even in the recharging mode.
Adam says the main reason he uses the electric mower is that it's just one way he can help improve air quality in his city. And as small a step as that seems, emissions from small engines, such as lawnmowers, do cause air quality problems. Rebecca Helgeson is with the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. She says one major summertime problem is ozone. Helgeson says human activity creates the ingredients in ozone.
Certainly, motor vehicle exhaust and chemical solvents are major sources. Also, industrial emissions and gasoline vapors.
Helgeson says the Environmental Protection Agency forecasts ozone, so people will know ahead of time when not to mow their lawns or to stay indoors. The forecast is called an air quality index. It uses color codes. On a yellow day, the air is dangerous for sensitive people. On a red day, everyone is encouraged to limit outdoor activity. Ground-level ozone can cause lung damage. Helgeson says breathing ozone isn't good for anyone, especially those with asthma.
When the air is stagnant, not moving very much, and it's hot and sunny, that's when you see the chemical reaction that creates ozone.
The chemicals stew and combine with hot, humid conditions to increase ground-level ozone.
What you may find is that you're coughing more. You may find you have some tightness in your chest or you're uncomfortable. You may find that you're tired more easily. All of those mean that there has been some compromising of your lungs.
Ozone levels start to fall in the evening as people stop driving, as the sun sets and the air cools. Helgeson says the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency encourages people to wait to pump gas, drive, and mow their lawns until 7 or 8 at night. Getting people to do these things is where the organization Clean Air Minnesota comes in. Its members include an unusual mix of business groups, environmental groups, and others. Bill Dressler is the group's program director. He says Minneapolis-St. Paul doesn't have a big ozone problem like some other cities yet. Clean Air Minnesota wants to keep it that way. If levels go up, the federal government could impose restrictive and costly regulations. Dressler says his group holds on-site training programs at participating businesses to get people to take action.
They should refuel their car after 6 or later in the day, or postpone landscaping things, use of internal combustion engines as late as possible in those days, avoiding backyard recreational fires and things like that.
He says even using newer gas cans that don't let vapors escape as easily helps reduce ozone. Dressler says he hopes people will take the time to make just one change to help reduce ozone levels. Russ Adams sees his electric mower as his one small action. He concedes that the electric mower does use electricity, but while coal-burning power plants do pollute, his electric mower is better for air quality than a gas-powered mower.
My argument is if everybody had an electric mower, then we'd be cutting down on the air quality problem. Wouldn't solve it, but we'd be making a good dent. And I talk to my friends all the time about how much fun it is to use this mower.
Okay, so, and then I press this.
Mm-hmm. Press it down and pull back.
Press it down and pull it back.
There you go.
Oh, it's very easy.
Yeah. Okay, what I want you to do is do this part of the yard in the back, and I'm going to go in and have some tea, maybe some orange juice, and then we could tackle the front yard after you're done back here.
Okay, that sounds great.
For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Christina Shockley.